the mitzvahs and the porish levers. And secondly, ashenis, that the mitzvah that he's going to do is good or bad, that even mishas maisa, or shlo mishas maisa, mishas maisa, he has to shem maisa mali yisho shishko osavim mozneis, that's the idea to know, to do the maisa, or how to improve on the maisa. Person does a mitzvah, and even if he finishes the mitzvah, he should try to ask himself, how can he improve? Well, maybe he didn't do it properly. Yeah, and make a scale. Sometimes he's involved in something he shouldn't have been involved in. But he quotes the Gemara in Erevin. His yesidus of planning mitzvahs and how to, in his reason, ziris, and when she mefashvish and meisim, he quotes the Gemara in Erevin. Noach lo lo mishlo nivrim yosef minish nivrim. Gemara in Erevin, your Gemara in Vey says there's a machlokes between Bishamu and Bisu for 2.5 years. Is it better not to be born, or is it better to be born? And after 2.5 years, although we haven't gotten shas, so many machlokes in Bisham and Bisu, and here they both agreed. In this case, they agreed. What did they agree? They finally agreed. Noach lo lo mishlo nivrim yosef minish nivrim. They agreed it's better not to be born than to be born. That's the chizik for the day. Noah shall never be shenivra. You're better off, they should never be here. Now I were here. Now that we're here. The Gemara says that we're here now. The Gemara says you should do one of two things. Now that we're here is what? Either shall never yosem be shenivra. Asha shenivra, you fashish from Isif. The Amri. This is where Mesil Shasharim got his ideas. Yafashvish b'maisav, that one has to, the Rashi learns, that he's vishbodik, his averas should be adov yizvado, his vado and his averas. Yafashvish b'maisav. And yafashvish b'maisav means, according to Rashi in Erevin, it means the person should make a cheshbon, that he does a mitzvah, even though it's going to cost him a lot of money for this mitzvah. This is very expensive. It's the dollar minimum. Still, he should make a cheshbon and know that he should do the mitzvah, even though he'll lose money now, but it's chayin ro'am habo. And mash or be mash b'maisav, they'll do an avera. Why? Because he's going to get a tremendous chayin. He'll work on Shabbos. He'll make a lot, he'll make a very big income. However, he should realize that he'll lose it in terms of the hefsid of an ro'am habo. The oynish is not worth the chayin in this world. This is how the Rashi says, and so Shem brings down the two Shonis, the Ashi Fashvis Maisav, or Yemashvish Maisav, of these two Shonis, tells us, Kina Pishvis Maisav, who Lachra, Kog, Kla, Maisav, this Bonin Bo. This Bonin and the Maisav. This Bonus, Pishvis, this Bonus and Maisav, and this one, Ashi Enoho, this Bonin and Yemaisav. Yeah, and mishmish means a fill meisim tovim. Mishmish means even after you did the meisim, you should try how to correct it or what you should have done. The obvious question is that tovlo shalom shalom nivra mishinivra. At the end of the day, we're better off not here. Why? Why? So one possible shot is the whole purpose is the. The Mesil Shasharim tells us there's a signing al Hashem. The signing al Hashem to be netted from Ziv HaShchina. Once we're born in this world, we come into this world, the sakana is extremely great. It's a great sakana that will be porish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even though we have to come into this world, we're better off if the whole purpose is signing al Hashem not to come. But if we're here, then we have to do the best in Mashish and Yafashish. But because the Sakana is so great, we should never have been in this world. Or you can learn a little bit more than that. But it says, Noach lo lo mishlo nivra mishinivra is not telling us something negative. We're telling us that we really can't hack it, but now that we're here, we have to do the best we can. The Mashish and Yafashish, Maisen and our mitzvahs, and make a divacheshman, we're no. It means to say that Noach lo lo mishlo nivra mishinivra, to tell us that this is not our place, that Olam Hazeh, we don't belong here. When it says no sholo mishanivra mishanivra, meaning that this is not as only transient. This is not our whole mokum. Our mokum is olam haba, and therefore we should do mitzvahs, yimashri, shifashris, because we don't stay here. That's what means noach lo sholo mishanivra mishanivra. Not that we shouldn't be a nevach, I'm stuck here. No, I don't remain here. Life continues after in olam haba. To know that this is not the last stop. This is only a transient mokum. So therefore, we should work on ourselves. There's a praise of the Lord of my book. So b'meila, one should go ahead and work on himself, knowing that this is not the last stop. Don't think that if you have your sermon in this world, gewalt. It's not gewalt. This is not your life. You have your sermon in this world, but then you will not have your sermon in the next world. And if you have a wonderful life in this world, don't think it's all over with you. Not, this is not the land of wonderful life. Because even if you'll be in this world, who says you'll have a wonderful life in the Lord of my book? To realize that this is not our mokum. Ger bears destroying them. It's not just ger is bears destroying them. Yidden are ger wherever they live. The Kodesh Baruch Hu made that. So as long as we're in Golis, we should feel that we don't belong. Sefer Bereishis is telling us that. The status of Sefer Bereishis, of Eretz Canaan, of going to Canaan, is what? Mitzrayim, they went down to Mitzrayim, Rob Lawrence, is telling us the status of what the whole future of Klal Yisrael will be. And why do they have to say this? To know that this whole world is Geras. Not just Mitzrayim is a Ger, Beres Mitzrayim. You're Ger wherever you are. Even there, it's Yisrael is Geras. Because that's not the ultimate welcome. That's not the ultimate. It's only Achana. So that's the basic status. But we learn the idiom from Zeros, the Chalki Zeros, of Yafashvish, Mashvish, Mamaisov. Whatever pshat you take, with Rashi says in Arabic, or Reza Mesos Hashem learns, that a person has to decide on not to do averus and to work on himself. And if he does mitzvahs, he should perfect the mitzvahs. So why? Because this world is only temporary. If this is not, this is only, to prepare us for the Olam Haba. So the person should realize this. If he does mitzvahs, then he always has to try to perfect the mitzvahs. It's not, this is the last time. That's why sometimes you give a person chizik when it comes to limud Torah. If you tell a person, tomorrow morning, this is going to be the last time you get a pot of tefillin. This is going to be the last time. This is going to be the last time in the way the Havdol, Elef Havdolos, is a terrible lesson. But in sports, especially having overtime, they call that overtime sudden death overtime. These are young people in their 20s, and you call it sudden death overtime, and finally when they win, one team wins, and they interview the person that shot and scored, and they said, how'd it happen? It was do or die. Look at the Lushan. Do or die. This Lushan, which is, you say, Meshigas, is exactly how we put on tefillin tomorrow. Do or die. Tomorrow's the last day I'm going to put on tefillin. Tomorrow's the last day. Tonight will be the last day I ever open a black Gemara. You'll see the learning is a different learning. It's a different learning. Just like they don't become neurotic over that. They don't become neurotic. They do or die, how can we still alive? They have to give, they should all drop dead. Do or die. That means they put themselves in such a situation, it's so chashiv as if I'm doing it. That's what I mean. Don't take it literally. Do or die. Means it was very chashiv to me. This is very chashiv. This last few minutes is chashiv on my own. Especially if it's the seventh day, the seventh game of the World Series. There's a seventh game of the rules. There's a do or die game, a do or die. And everyone's interested in do or die. That's how we should pursue mitzvahs. Because why? This world is no shalom, mishanimbra. Mishanimbra, no shalom, mishanimbra. Now what we're here, it's only temporary. So everything we do, we have no guarantee. We have no chazakas. There's no chazakas. So therefore, once it thinks this way, is the here is the mitzvahs, this is the mitzvahs, takes on a different light. That's why Noach Lomish doesn't that depress us. It's mechazikas. Mechazikas. The word every day has a purpose, and we should try to utilize every day and every moment of our lives.